Perek Zion, Mishnah Aleph. HaKolossos Shel Balibatim. So Kolossos, this is Ke'im Kir Ketan, like a small Kir, a small oven. Sheish La Shulayim Oven Ma'od, has a very thick floor. V'nosnim B'gecholim, and one place has coals. V'shovsim Aleh, so then he places the pot on top of that. So Shenivchasa, what happens if this floor of this Kolossos, of this type of oven, it gets a pchas, it breaks. And by doing so, the fire now is distanced from the bottom of the pot because the floor was broken. So, if the depth of this break is less than 3 tefachim, tmeya, it's still a kabel tuma. Why? Because it's still ra'i for its usage. You know, the fire can still heat up the pot properly. Shu masig mamatan, because he fires it up from below. Bepachas akarka is at the bottom of whatever, wherever the hole in the floor is, and there's still enough heat to fire up the pot above. Ukedera b'shela mamalan, meaning in the pot mispashelas he al osa eish shalmata, meaning the pot that you place on top is still going to get fired up from the fire below, because within three tefachim it's still close enough to keep the heat going. But yoter mikain, if the depth of the hole was more than this measurement, more than 3 tefachim, hainu mishlosh tefachim ulamala, from 3 tefachim and more, tehora. So now the oven is tar, it's not mekabel tuma, because the fire is too far from the bottom of the gedera, and it's not going to cook the gedera properly. So it comes out, the tash, which the usage is batal, and the oven will be tar. Next case, nasan evin otsrar, one who places a stone or a pebble on the place where the hole in the floor of this oven was, in order to reduce the depth. So then tahora, it's still going to be tar. Why? The stone or the pebble is not deemed like a portion of the floor of this kolossos oven. But mercha betit, if he attaches the stone to the floor of the kolossos with cement, so then now mekabelas tumah mikan lahaba, now it will be mekabel tumah. So by smearing it with cement and attaching the stone, it becomes a chelik of the actual floor of the kolossos. And now it comes out, the depth is going to be less than 3 tefachim, and therefore it goes back to being a functioning oven and it'll be mekabel tuma. And Zuhai said, Shuvash Rabbi Yehuda, this was the response of Rabbi Yehuda, B'tanur shenasno al pi habor o al pi hadus. One placed a tanur on top of a pit or on top of a cistern. They learned back in Parakeh, Shekashim shekans, like over here, imu masik melmata, he fires it up from below, and the pot does not get cooked from the top, the kolossos is tahar. So kach, so too, if one who fires up from below an oven, where he's firing up from below inside a bor, or inside a cistern, and the fire cannot reach all the way up, so the tahar will be tar. Another version explained that the response of Yehuda is with regards to the oven, this stone that was placed. Meaning, Shekashem Shekanstuk over here, placing the stone without the cement is not deemed an attachment. So too by the tanur, where it's placed on top of a bor, Kach Sham B'tanur in a chibor. The tanur is not going to be deemed a chibor unless, of course, you connect it properly. Otherwise, it will not be deemed a chibor to the bor beneath it. And Mishnah Beis. Dachon Shiesh Bo Beis Kibel Kederos. Dachon is like a duchon, like a platform. So this dachon that has a base kibel for pots, meaning the dachon was a blade, it was a protrusion that would protrude out of the wall of the kira, and it had a base kibel, an area where it could hold pots, and it was used to either hold the pots when they were removed from the oven, they were very, very hot, or to just place an empty pot on that platform. That's what it was used for. So tar mishum kira. If the kira became tamei, the dachon does not become tamei, it remains tar, because it's not deemed the chelik of the kira. V'tamei mishum kli kibel, however, it is mekabel tuma like any other kli charas when the kira is tlush, when the kira is detached. And now the Mishnah explains, mahu tar mishum kira. What does it mean? It's tar mishum kira. Hatzdadin shalai, the walls of the dachon, the funos hadachon shebetzadav, the walls of the dachon on their side, on the side of the dachon, hanogeya behem enotamei mishum kira. Davar hanogeya, something that touches the sides of the dachon, are not going to become tamei because of tumas kira. However, harachav shalai, hainu kosel hakira, the wall of the kira itself, letzad beis kibulai, towards the area where the dachon holds the pots, like widens towards the wall of the kira. We call it the rach of the width. Reb Meir is going to be metar. Why? She'im nitma hakira, if the kira became tamei from inside the kira, avapi, even though she called gav hakira tamei, the whole side of the kira is tamei, the chelek, the portion, which shehutocho shaladuchon, which is the serving as the inside wall of the dachon, it will remain tar. Shehoil v'ina dachon shayach l'kira, since the dachon is not connected to the kira, meaning lahalacha, it's not connected to it. It may be attached to it physically, but with regards to tamei, it's not really connected. The wall that's in between the kira and the actual dachon, it has the din like the evan ha'am, just the middle stone of the two kiros we learned in the previous parak. The side that serves the inside of the kira, that's tamei, but the side that serves the inside of the dachon will remain tar. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda is metamei. He's metamei this shared wall of the dachon. Shaladayta, according to Yehuda, shayachu be'ikar l'kira, it's really meant primarily for the kira. Ve'ein tafel mevatel l'ikar, and the tafel is not mevatel l'ikar, meaning the main usage is for the kira, the side usage is for the dachon. So once it becomes tamei because of the kira, it becomes tamei for the dachon as well. And ve'chein ha'kofa es ha'sal, when it turns over a basket, ve'osa al-gabav kira, and places upon the basket a oven, a kira. Ve'rochav shuli ha'sal, the width of the bottom of the basket, bolated, protrudes chutz l'kira, outside the kira. Uma midim kaderos al osa blita, and one places his pots on that protrusion. Haria blita, this blita will have the same din as the dachon. However, the sal, the basket itself, is mikalva tumma mishim kli eight, because it's a wooden kli. But with regards to the bottom of it that's protruding, we'll give that the same status as the dachon, and then it'll go back to the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda.